The special terms of Abba radiallahu anhum. The special terms of Abba radiallahu anhum. The special terms of Abba radiallahu anhum. The special terms of Abba radiallahu anhum.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you back once again to our silsila, the special 10, where we are looking at having a brief glance at the biographies of those special 10 individuals, those 10 blessed Sahaba Ikram, alayhim al-Ridwan, who were granted the glad tidings of paradise by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the blessed tongue of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam within this very world. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we are currently discussing the blessed life and the seerah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When we look at Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in terms of his taqwa, in terms of his piety, in terms of how he would refrain from anything that is doubtful and it could incur the displeasure of Allah azza wa jal, it could result in the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. An event, a story which Amir al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, has also mentioned within Fazan al-Sunnah, that once a slave of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu presented some milk to him. And he radiallahu anhu, he drank the milk. His slave asked that previously, before this, whenever I presented anything to you, you used to ask about it, but you did not ask about this milk that I just gave you. So you did not ask about this milk. Upon hearing this, he radiallahu anhu asked his slave as to where he had brought the milk from. So the slave replied that during the era of ignorance, during the days of Jahiliyyah, he had treated a sick person by reciting some incantations, by reciting something, and the milk was given to him for it. Now, listening to this, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu immediately put his fingers into his throat and spewed out whatever milk he had drank. And after doing this, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu prayed to Allah Almighty with extreme humility that, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I have done whatever I could do. I have done whatever I could do. Forgive whatever from the milk is left within the veins. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, we see how pious and virtuous Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was. And this was because the unbelievers in the days of ignorance, whenever they would actually recite any incantations, they would recite incantations which contained a lot of non-Islamic stuff, which contained a lot of disbelief or words of disbelief, or which contained words of shirk in there. So he radiallahu ta'ala an, he did not, because this practice, it dates back to the pre-Islamic era of ignorance. And as the slave had read some incantations during the days of ignorance, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an spewed out the milk that he had taken in, for the fear that the slave might have spoken any words which contained shirk within them. Yaqeenan manba'e khawfe khuda siddiq akbar hai. Haqeeqi aashiq-e khairul wara siddiq akbar hai. Nihayat muttaqi o parisa siddiq akbar hai. Taqi hai balki shah-e atqiya siddiq akbar hai. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this was an example of his piety. And likewise, he is an example to follow in many cases and many things. Now Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is also very well known for his blessed practice of protecting his tongue and safeguarding his tongue from useless speech and useless talk. It is stated that Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu would keep small pebbles in his mouth in order to prevent him from useless speech. And when we look at protecting our tongue, when we look at ourselves and how much of a useless conversations and useless talk that we do on a daily basis, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah has compiled a beautiful risala, a beautiful booklet in order to educate us on this matter, which is The Silent Prince, Khamosh Shahzada in Urdu, which has been translated by Majlis Tarajim into many languages including English, and the English is called The Silent Prince. And this risala, this booklet, it contains the blessings of silence and the perils of too much speech and useless speech. And from there we learn that protecting the tongue is a very, very crucial matter for each and every one of us. Unfortunately, we do not have this mindset. And we have to keep in mind that on the Day of Judgment, we will have to read out everything that we've uttered. So on the Day of Judgment, we'll have to read out from our book of deeds, all these things that we have uttered. So on that day, we'll be stuck reading a lot of useless conversation that we have had. So this is something to be fearful about. And this is why Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was so cautious with regards to protecting his tongue. Likewise, when we look at him in terms of his worship, he was an ocean of knowledge. He had a lot of knowledge in different fields as well. But in terms of his piety, in terms of his love for worship, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when we look at his manner of reciting the Holy Quran, when we look at his manner of tilawat of the Holy Quran, he radiallahu ta'ala an, it is stated by Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha that my father, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, when he would recite the Quran, he would not be able to control his tears and he would cry uncontrollably. This was his manner of reciting the glorious Quran, and this was also his love for the recitation of the blessed Quran Pak. And if we look at it, the scholars say that to cry during the recitation of the Holy Quran is actually mustahab. It's a desirable act. It's an act which is liked in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he has also advised us and instructed us to cry during our recitation of the Holy Quran, or at least make our face as though we're crying. Make it look as though we're crying. Also, another beautiful habit that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu possessed was that he would, with extra efforts, he would ensure that he fasted during the summer. During the summer, he would ensure that he fasted. Now, as we know, that the fasts of summer days are a lot more tougher and a lot more harder. And they're also, the days are a lot more longer. And nafli fasts, voluntary fasts in these days, obviously are going to be longer. But Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu would make extra efforts to ensure that he fasted during the summer. And whereas we may, ma'azallah azza wa jal, a lot of our Muslim brothers leave even Farz fast, in particular during the summer season. When Ramadan comes in summer season, a lot of our Muslim brothers tend to avoid keeping fast. And obviously, they give excuses which aren't valid in the eyes of Sharia, such as, I have to go to my job, I have to go to work, and I find it difficult during the day, and so on and so forth. Whereas Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, let alone farz and necessary fast, even voluntary fast, he would ensure that he fasted them during the summer. And this was his love for worship, and this is something that we need to take on board. This heat of this world is nothing compared to the heat of the Day of Judgment. And how do we protect ourselves from the heat of the Day of Judgment? It is by pleasing Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is by pleasing His beloved Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And when we attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we can be sure and we can be hopeful of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then on the Day of Judgment, Allah Azza wa Jalla will grant us the shade of His arsh, the shade of His throne, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. حجۃ الاسلام حضرت سینا امام محمد غزالی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ, he says that by eating to a full stomach, by filling your stomach up when you're eating, by eating to a full stomach, the sweetness of worship is lost. So when a person eats to his fullest, he does not feel the sweetness of worship. When we look at this in the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he radiallahu anhu, he says, since I accepted Islam, since I have become a Muslim, I have never eaten to my fullest. I have never filled my stomach. Why? What's the reason? So that I can feel the sweetness of worship. So that I am blessed with the sweetness of worship. And he says, since I have become a Muslim, due to my thirst of seeing Allah Azza wa Jal, I have never quenched fully, I've never drank fully to the extent that I have been quenched. Hazrat Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri radiallahu anhu, likewise, he says that worship is a science, it's a full science on its own. And how do you learn this science? How do you master this science? He says, worship is a science, and in order to master this science, in order to learn this science, what is the place? The place is solitude. The place is you being completely alone. And what is the tool for learning and mastering this science? He says, the tool for learning this science is hunger. So he says that worship is a science, and what do you need? You need to be alone. You need to be in complete solitude, and you need the tool that you're going to need is hunger. Once again, implementing this and reflecting upon these things, we look at ourselves. Within our life, we have this food culture where we are constantly looking for new dishes, exploring and looking around at different menus, different restaurants for new dishes. And constantly, we have this craving for food. And we eat and multiple times a day, and even throughout the day, we're constantly having snacks and so on and so forth. Not stating that it is impermissible, however, it is something that we need to ponder over. And if we have this intention of worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, then eating to a stomach full will prevent us from doing so, because it will cause laziness within us. And likewise, eating too much, constantly eating, and in particular eating fast food, which is a culture, especially within the Western countries, this will actually be harmful to our health. So how long can we continue in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal? How long can we remain in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal if we continue to eat such things? So we have to also be careful in terms of what we eat and how much we eat. So this is another Madani pearl that we learn from the blessed life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Likewise, when we look at the blessed way of worship and his way of praying salah, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is stated that he radiallahu an would be, when he used to stand for salah, due to his focus in salah, he would become as though a straight log, an erect log. And likewise, it is stated that when he would pray salah, he would focus on salah so much, and he would try to do it in the best of manner, that Sayyidina Sahal bin Sa'ad radiallahu anhu narrates that kana Abu Bakrin la yaltafitu fi salatihi. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu would not focus here and there, would not go here and there during his salah. Now, the scholars say that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he had the best of teachers for salah. No wonder his salah, his prayer was so good and such a high level, because he learned directly from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the one who taught him salah. So now imagine the salah of that person. And may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us a little part of the focus and the concentration that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu had in his salah. And this is something that we need to try to develop within ourselves. When we are praying salah, we need to focus on our salah. Then inshallah Azza wa Jal we'll feel the sweetness of worship that we are missing. And we'll feel that, and we will start to enjoy our salah, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was very soft-hearted. And he was a very kind-hearted person. As the Holy Prophet ﷺ narrated that the most kind-hearted person from amongst my ummah, my nation, is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So as we've heard that he radiallahu anhu, he spent his own wealth and freed many slaves in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Likewise, he could not withstand, he could not bear to see people in trouble, in difficulty, going through difficulty. So he radiallahu ta'ala an, even when Sahaba Karam Ali Muradwan would become ill, he would go and visit them. He would go and visit them, do the i'adat, which is also a sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And when we look at his generosity, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, his love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so much, and his generosity for the sake of Allah azza wa jal was so much, that it is narrated that once the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said to the blessed companions, give your possessions for sadaqah in the way of Allah azza wa jal. In obedience to now this blessed saying, the blessed companions alayhim radwan, they gave sadaqah from their possessions as much as they could afford. Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, he said that I also had possessions at this point. And I thought to myself that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu surpasses me in these matters every time. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he beats me every time. He always crosses me and goes ahead of me. He always does more than me. But this time, by giving more possession, and more possession in sadaqah, more possession in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, I will surpass him. I will beat him. From this we learn that the blessed companions, alayhim wa radwan, though they had complete clean heart, and they had utmost love and respect for each other, as we learn when they narrate regarding each other, they narrate the blessings and the fadail of each other. See, Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu narrates many narrations where he is narrating to us the merits of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Likewise, other companions, when they narrate each other's merits. However, when it came to good deeds, they would try to compete with each other. They would try to beat each other. So this was not out of hatred. This was out of the greed for good deeds. So now, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, he thinks that I will surpass Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So now, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he thinks to himself that I will surpass and beat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu at this point in this event. So he went to his house and collected whatever he owned, his entire wealth, his entire possession, and he split it and divided it into two parts, and then left one part for his family members, and the second part he took and presented to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, O Umar radiallahu anhu, what have you left for your family? He radiallahu anhu replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have left half of my possessions for my family. Just then, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu arrived with his possessions. And he radiallahu anhu, what was the manner and what was the way that he came in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He was wearing a simple kind of a coat which is open from the front, which had buttons that were made of thorns. And the beloved Prophet ﷺ was very pleased to see Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and asked, O Abu Bakr, what have you left for your family? The beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had asked to give possession in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had asked for something. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu brought everything and sacrificed it at the blessed feet of the Prophet ﷺ. And what was his attitude? So he says that أَبْقَيْتُ لَهُمُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have come to you with all the possessions of my house, and for my family members, Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are sufficient. And this was the attitude of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. As it has beautifully been said, kya pesh karein jana, kya cheez hamari hai. کیا پیش کریں جانا کیا چیز ہماری ہے یہ دل بھی تمہارا ہے یہ جان بھی تمہاری ہے. This was the attitude of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and this was his love and his generosity in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And at this point, when he radiallahu anhu mentioned Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, he was astonished to hear this. And he stated, I can never surpass Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, he says that I can never beat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu in terms of good deeds. And in the meantime, the special messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, arrived at the blessed court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in what manner did he arrive in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He was dressed in the same clothing as Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam came in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dressed exactly in the same clothing as Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, O Jibreel, what are you wearing? And he humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded all the angels to wear the same clothing as your true lover, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu. And Allah Azza wa Jal sent salam to him. Allah Azza wa Jal sent salam to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and asks if he is pleased or displeased with his Rabb Azza wa Jal in this condition. Upon hearing this message of love, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu became extremely delighted and emotional and humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how could I be displeased with my Rabb Azza wa Jal? Then he radiallahu anhu stated three times, I am pleased with my Rabb, I am pleased with my Rabb, I am pleased with my Rabb Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we've learned that this was the attitude Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu in terms of his good deeds, in terms of his desire for good deeds, and in terms of his generosity in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, that he would give everything in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he would not complain and moan. He was still content with his life and he was pleased with Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, before we end our episode today, let's look at some of the beautiful madani pearls that we can directly gain from the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Some of his sayings which he has stated, his pearls of wisdom. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, once he said that that person is extremely fortunate who passed away, who left this world at the beginning of Islam. Meaning before all these trials arose, before all these new fitnas came into existence, a person who passed away before that is very fortunate. And if we look at it, in reality, this world is a great test. And there are many, if we were to ponder over this blessed saying of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, that person is fortunate who passed away at the beginning of Islam, there are many Muslim pearls to pick up. And we know that the best time was the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we get further and further away from the time and the era of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, things will worsen. And there will be more trials faced by people. So this is why Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, this saying of his is so true in every way. And Blessed Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that be aware, the dunya, the world is cursed and everything within it is cursed except four things. What are those four things? Except from the blessed remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, except for that thing which brings you closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, and except for the scholar, and except for the student of knowledge, the seeker of knowledge. And Mufassir Shaheer Hakeemul Ummat, Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, quoting and further explaining this hadith, he says that whatever diverts you away from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, is classed as dunya, is classed as the world and the negative dunya that has been mentioned within this narration. And whatever becomes a means of the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the dunya that is being referred to. Otherwise, earning wealth in order to feed your children, earning halal wealth in order to feed your children, in order to look after your family, this is not the dunya that is being referred to within this blessed narration. And as long as we avoid disobeying the Sharia, and we are earning halal sustenance, this is in fact a sunnah of the Anbiya Karam. This is a sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is not the dunya that is being referred to here. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another beautiful saying of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is that Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Qasim radiallahu anhu narrates from his father that once Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu passed by Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was telling his neighbor off, he was scolding his neighbor. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said to him, do not argue with your neighbor. Do not fight, do not argue with your neighbor. Because he will remain here, but the people that see your argument will go away and they'll say all sorts of things. What a beautiful madani pearl this is. That when we argue with our neighbors, when we have any sort of conflict with our neighbors, and we're openly, publicly arguing, not only, we still have to live together. We still have to live around each other. So it's not creating a good environment to live. And secondly, we're causing a scene for the others to see. And imagine how much of a damage to our reputation within the society that would do. Especially as Muslims. And the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is narrated that he mentioned so many rights of the neighbors that it seemed as though he would give them a part of the virasat, a part of inheritance as well. This is the importance and the rights of neighbors that have been mentioned within Islam. So these are some of the beautiful madani pearls that we can pick up from the beautiful and the blessed life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And there are some ahadith that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu has narrated as well. However, we'd like to end on a very beautiful habit and a beautiful sunnah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, which we, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, implement into our lives. What is that? It is narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once on the 10th of Muharram al-Haram, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed and offered the prayer of Jumu'ah. And after having offered the prayer of Jumu'ah, he was sat by a pillar of Masjid al-Nabawi. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he was sat by his side. The Muazzin of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he started to utter the Azan. He started saying the Azan. And when he reached, Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As soon as he uttered these words, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu kissed both of his blessed thumbs, the nails of his blessed thumbs, and placed them on his eyes. And he says, Qurratu ayni bika ya Rasulullah. The coolness of my eyes is with you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu had completed the Azan, what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Bakr, whosoever does what you just did, his previous and future sins will be forgiven. And there are many blessings that we see of doing this act following the sunnah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. It is narrated that after Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu had kissed his blessed thumbs like that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Man fa'ala mithla ma fa'ala khalili, faqad hallat alayhi shafa'ati." That whomsoever does what my close friend just did, what my beloved friend just did, then my shafa'at, my intercession becomes halal for him. In another narration, it is narrated by Allama ibn Abidin Shami, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that when the first time Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah is uttered during Azan, when a person hears this and he says, Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah. And then in the second time when it's uttered, he should say, when Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah is uttered, you should say, and it's mustahab to say, Qurratu ayni bika ya Rasulullah. Then after this, he should kiss his thumbs and place them on his eyes and say, Allahumma matti'ni bis-sam'i wal-basar. Allahumma matti'ni bis-sam'i wal-basar. And whomsoever does this, then the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the owner of paradise, will take him to paradise behind him. This is the blessing of kissing the comes upon hearing the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during Adhan. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, within the last few episodes we have tried to look at some of the beautiful attributes that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu possessed, and there is still so much to discuss, but whatever we have learned so far and whatever we can pick up from his beautiful life, let's make an intention to implement it within our lives. Let's make an intention to act upon it. And inshallah azza wa jal, this will be a means of success for us in both worlds. May Allah azza wa jal grant us the ability to remember, act upon, and pass on to others what has been said. And may Allah azza wa jal forgive any mistakes that have been made in this silsila. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil. Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The special ten Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum.